70. Courtesy call. In the cab to Transamerica, he closes his eyes, seeing the watch he gave the boy where time arcs in one direction only across a black face, interior time gone rudderless now, unmoored by a stranger's reconstruction of Lise's face. The hands of the watch trace a radium orbit, moments back to back. He senses some spiral of unleashed possibility in the morning, though not for him. The bridge, behind him now, perhaps forever, is a medium of transport become a destination. Salt air, scavenged neon, the sliding cries of gulls. He has glimpsed the edges of a life there that he feels is somehow ancient and eternal. Apparent disorder arranged in some deeper, some unthinkable fashion. Perhaps he has been too long in the pay and the company of those who order the wider world, those whose mills grind increasingly fine toward some unimaginable omega point of pure information, some prodigy perpetually on the brink of arrival, which he senses somehow will never now arrive, or not in the form his career's employers have imagined. In the atrium, he describes the purpose of his visit as a courtesy call. He is disarmed, searched, cuffed, and taken, per Harwood's orders, by his seven captors into an elevator. And as its doors close, he feels grateful that they are excited and inexperienced, and have cuffed his hands in front rather than behind his back. By the time the express elevator reaches Harwood's office floor, he will be alone. He touches the buckle of his belt and thinks of the simple yet perfectly efficient tool concealed between the layers of fine Italian calf, and exists in the moment.